This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. The recent closures of several recycling centers in San Luis Obispo County are putting a financial strain on members of the area's homeless population, who regularly depend on the money earned by cashing in those California Redemption Value cans and bottles. KCBX reporter Dylan Ring has more on what's behind the closures and who's being affected.
It never used to be crowded like this. You just go in and go out.
It's another long morning of waiting in line for Ronald Williamson. Like many in the San Luis Obispo homeless community, he's cashing in bags full of California Redemption bottles and cans as a source of income.
Most jobs now, you gotta get a driver's license. When you live outside, then you get up and you're all like, all gross, you can't take a shower.
So Williamson has turned to recycling as his career. On this day, he's at the Replanet Recycling Center behind Target. He says it's typical for there to be a line, but more recently, the wait to cash in can last up to 5 hours.
So that's why people come with big loads. So if they're waiting 2 hours, at least they get their money's worth by waiting. I've waited 2 hours just for $8. It takes longer to turn them in than it does to pick them up.
The long wait and dwindling number of recycling centers discourages some people like David Davis from recycling, or as he calls it, canning. He says he's even paid people to recycle for him.
I would pay someone, let someone have some of my cans just to do the stuff in line. And then what happens is people say, well, I got to make it worth my wait, you know, I got to make it worth it to go that far when I go, so I got to keep some. But since most of us are homeless that do it, then they got to hide it.
Davis now relies on income from Social Security, but he says some who quit canning go to further extremes like panhandling, taking recyclables from homeowner bins, or even stealing.
Canning's a legal way, too. People do illegal things. If they can't do it the legal way, they're going to do illegal things. It's going to pour into the society and shoplift, you know, because people need money.
Now, many customers put off going to the center to avoid long waits. And when homeless people don't have a place to keep bottles and cans, some put it in storage.
Like a little 5x5 place where your life is. Now I got nasty beer, juice, stuff, and you can tie it up all that you want, but you store it long. Now it's amongst your belongings in a storage.
But transporting a large load has been made more difficult now that there are fewer centers open in San Luis Obispo and throughout the state. Last year, there were more than 2,000 recycling centers in California. Now, there are roughly 1,700. Last year, San Luis Obispo County had 22. Now, there are 10. And last year in the city of SLO, there were 5 centers. Now, there are only 2 remaining. CalRecycle Communications Director Mark Oldfield says the reason for the closures is largely a result of lower oil prices, making it less profitable to use recycled plastic when virgin plastic made with petroleum is more affordable.
In a perfect world, we would see some of those closed locations reopen, but again, it's a business decision that those businesses have to make whether they can make a go of it.
Oldfield says the recycling centers weren't intended to be a supplemental income source to support those who don't pay into the program.
And when you talk about those folks who are scavengers, essentially, they're going through curbside bins and taking out material, which is, generally speaking, a violation of local ordinances. It's certainly a difficult situation and certainly something that that a lot of folks will have sympathy toward. However, the beverage container recycling program was never established and never intended to be a supplemental income program. It's a litter reduction program and it's a recycling program.
Oldfield says there's no easy way to fix the problem, but CalRecycle is working on solutions with manufacturers and distributors. For the time being, however, it's a struggle to make the centers profitable based on oil prices and labor costs. Dylan Ring, KCBX News.
To see a map of recycling centers in San Luis Obispo County and a search engine for Santa Barbara and Monterey counties and the rest of California, visit our website at kcbx.org.